Chapter 3. The World. Creation. The main purpose of the Scriptures is to expose the illusory nature of the world and to reveal the Supreme Spirit as the only reality. They have built up the theory of creation with this sole end in view. They even go into details and entertain the lowest order of seekers with the narration of the successive appearance of the Spirit, of the disequilibrium of reflected consciousness, of fundamentals of elements, of the world, of the body, of life, and so on. But for the higher order of seekers, the Scriptures would say, in short, that the whole world appears like a panorama in a dream, with an apparent objectivity and independent existence due to ignorance of the self, and consequent obsession with obtrusive thoughts. They seek to show the world as an illusion in order to reveal the truth. Those who have realized the self by direct and immediate experience clearly perceive, beyond all doubt, that the phenomenal world as an objective, independent reality is wholly non-existent. Since the self, which is pure consciousness, cognizes everything, as stated in the classification above, it is the ultimate seer. All the rest, ego, mind, etc., are merely its objects. The subject in one line becomes the object in the next. So each one of them, except the self, or pure consciousness, is a merely externalized object and cannot be the true seer. Since the self cannot be objectified, not being cognized by anything else, and since the self is the seer seeing all else, the subject-object relation and the apparent subjectivity of the self exist only on the plane of relativity and vanish in the absolute. There is in truth no other than the self, which is neither the seer nor the seen, and is not involved as subject or object.